big relief, to be honest. So really good.
I can see you're really moved by that. What was the pressure that you were feeling in the run-up?
Well, just because he's such a fantastic horse, you know, and we thought he's brilliant all the way through, and been favourite for a long time. So it's great when he goes right.
His hurdling was impeccable today.
Brilliant, yeah. He's always jumped well. There's been one or two little hiccups, particularly at Chepstow when he won there. But, you know, just his jumping overall is mustard, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And were drying conditions concerning you at all?
Only because it was an unknown. I mean, he's never run on, you know, good ground. So it was a bit of a concern, but there wasn't any reason really why he shouldn't suit him, you know.
And in the end, it's a career best performance by some way, you would have thought.
Yeah, but he's run six times for us and he's won them all six very easily. So whether it's career best or not, I don't know. But I mean, obviously it is, beating those horses. But nevertheless, he's always won easily. So, you know.
And is he a champion hurdle type in your mind?
He could win an Arkle as well. He could do either.
Which way do you think you'd lean?
I really don't know. We'll have to talk to JP and everybody else. So.
Have you scored him over fences already?
No, but he'd be mustard. He'd be brilliant. Wouldn't be a problem.
It seems you're very excited by this horse. How would you compare him at this stage in his career with other great horses that you've had? You've won a champion hurdle, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And you shouldn't get too bullish too early. But, I mean, he has a fantastic attitude. He's very sound. He's got fantastic ability. So he's got everything right.